What is an Islamic state? This is a question that has been asked ever since the founding of the religion by Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. As I will discuss later, this question has been answered in several different ways in different parts of the Muslim world. Most recently, the question has become important as the various factions and leadership groups in Syria are attempting to establish a state that would serve its highly diverse population. What happens to Syria is likely to affect the rest of the Muslim world. I should perhaps start with what Muhammad Ali Jinnah, Pakistan's founding father, had in mind when he campaigned for the establishment of Pakistan, a country in which the large majority of the citizenship would follow the Islamic faith. Was Jinnah creating an Islamic state or a country in which the large majority of the citizens would follow the Islamic faith? He had an answer to this question in the much-quoted address delivered on August 11, 1947, 3 days before being sworn in as Pakistan's first Governor General. He made it clear that he had worked hard not to create an Islamic state but a state in which most Muslims of the British Indian colony would be able to live their lives as Muslims, not subject to the wishes of the Hindu majority that would greatly outnumber the Muslim subjects. There was an enormous cultural difference between the members of these two communities. To illustrate this point, Jinnah is reported to have said that whereas Hindus worship the animal cow, Muslims eat it. In the countless meetings Jinnah had with the British leaders who had been instructed by the government in London to take India towards independence, he pressed this point and managed to convince the departing British that the best way for the two religious communities would be to let them have their own countries in which they would follow their own ways. If Pakistan were to be created, he did not suggest that it would be an Islamic state, only a country where the Muslim community could live comfortably, not fearing intrusion by the majority Hindu population. At the time the British handed over power to the successor states of India and Pakistan, their colony's population was estimated at 400 million people. Of these, one-fourth or 100 million were Muslims. Of the Muslim population, 75 million became Pakistanis and 25 million stayed bank in India. However, those who were to become Pakistanis would live in two parts, East and West Pakistan, separated by 1,000 miles of Indian territory. This was not a viable solution to what the British had called the India's Muslimin problem. In December 1971, after a bitterly fought civil war, East Pakistan became the independent state of Bangladesh. The people of Pakistan had to wait 70 years before they saw the truth in Jinnah's strongly held views about the cultural differences between the large religious communities that lived together uncomfortably under the British rule.